Tom is the director of church planting at Feb Central, so he's involved in a number of initiatives to plant churches across the central region of the fellowship, Ontario and English-speaking Quebec, I think. And a lot of that's in Toronto, but there are some other places as well. And so Tom is going to introduce our guests this morning.
It's a pleasure to be here this morning. Thank you so much. Our world has changed. It's drastically different than it was. And God is at work in those changes in a powerful way. We have spent hundreds of years sending missionaries all over the world, and yet today the world's come to us. And we have an opportunity that is unprecedented today. Today I get to introduce to you two men, godly men, men that God is using in a very powerful way, very different ways, each of them, but at the same time, a very powerful way. I first met Bishara Karkafi in Ottawa. He was introduced to me by one of our pastors at Alta Vista Baptist Church in Ottawa. And Bishara was at that time not serving as a pastor, but he had a group of people that wanted to plant a church, and they were pleading with him to be their church planting pastor. He eventually succumbed to their pleading, and he launched a church which is now firmly established and has another pastor that he brought in and replaced himself with in Ottawa, actually in the Orleans area of Ottawa. And it's just a thriving church there that is an Arabic church that is preaching the gospel clearly every week in Arabic. I have a difficult time understanding it, but there are a few words that I pick up now, but boy, it's hard. And when I preach there, I'm not sure if they're communicating my message or not, if they're correcting me, but you know, it happens. Bishara is now serving alongside Feb Central, and he has transitioned into a part-time role with Feb Central and a part-time role with Fellowship International. Serves in both capacities. He serves as an ambassador to the Arabic-speaking peoples. And basically the way that role works is he helps us to recruit and equip and then be a liaison between the English speakers who struggle and our Arabic brothers and sisters. We have an opportunity today to reach into the Arabic-speaking world like never before. And God has given us great men like Bishara and Hisham to do that. Bishara, if you'd come on up. Hisham Morgan is going to share with us some of what he has been called to do currently in Montreal as part of our Feb Central region. Hisham himself grew up as a Muslim, as a fundamentalist. He would tell you he was a radical. And a fanatic. One day he leaned over to me. We were on the streets in Montreal handing out tracts. He said, "I was a fanatic for Islam, and now I'm a fanatic for Jesus." God has changed this man's heart. He is a passionate evangelist. When he is at home in Montreal, he has told me he cannot go a day without sharing Jesus with one of his brothers. And so he is on the street every day in Montreal, and if it's not, the weather's not good, he's down in the metro, and he's sharing Jesus with Muslims, and he has had some amazing successes. God is using him in a powerful way, and you need to hear his story. You need to hear how Jesus stepped into his life and brought him to faith in Christ, and today you get that opportunity, and so I just want to introduce these two men. Hisham, if you would come up as well. I just want to introduce these men to you as men who have been gifted by God and brought to us as a privilege opportunity to be able to hear from and partner with. Shara?
Thank you. Good morning, Forward Church. Thank you very much for this great privilege, as Tom mentioned, to share with you what the Lord is doing right now in FAB Central area and even in Canada, and how the Lord is working in mighty ways among the Arab and the Islamic communities. And I would like to thank also Pastor Steve and Pastor Aaron for this opportunity. Thank you very much, and we appreciate it a lot, guys. Today, actually, let us first read a passage from Matthew 28:18-20. And as you know, the Great Commission there in this passage, and what the Lord is said to us to do in this world. The Lord Jesus said in Matthew 28:18-20, then Jesus came to them and said, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded to you. And surely I'm with you always to the very end of the age. Amen. I would like together to pray with Brother Hisham in Arabic. I will try to translate it. I'm not speaking tongues today, but I'm trying just to translate as much I can do. So let us pray together for this ministry, for this morning, and to in order that the Lord will be glorified today, and that the Lord touch our hearts today by His word. Let us pray together.
أبانا السماوي القدوس.
Heavenly Father.
نعظمك.
We glorify your own name.
ونباركك.
And we bless you, O Lord.
من أجل إشراق شمسك علينا بهذا الصباح.
For that you gave us a new morning with a new sun in this morning.
شكرا لأن أنت جمعتنا بهذا المكان.
Thank you that you bring us today on this place.
ليس الامتياز فينا.
Not just that we have anything good in us.
ولكن لأنك إله عظيم.
But because you are a faithful Lord.
أحببتنا قبل تأسيس العالم.
Thank you that you loved us before the creation of the world.
وجمعتنا بهذا المكان.
And you gathered us in this place.
لكي نعبر.
For to reveal.
عن شكرنا.
To you and to thank you
ومحبتنا لشخصك.
And to say to you that we love you, Lord,
لما صنعته على الصليب.
For all what you did on the cross
من محبة.
Because of your great love toward us,
من أجل خلاصنا يا رب.
For in order to save us,
بشكرك من أجل هذه الكنيسة.
I thank you, dear Lord, for this church.
بشكرك من أجل راعيها ورعيتها.
Thank you for the pastors and for every member in this church.
بشكرك من أجل كل شخص موجود بهذا المكان بهذا الصباح.
Thank you for every person that is present here today.
أتينا لهذا المكان.
We came to this place
لكي نرى يسوع.
To see you, dear Lord.
لكي نسمع يسوع.
To hear you, dear Lord.
لكي نتعلم من يسوع.
And to also to learn from you, dear Lord.
لا تسمح أن نخرج من هذا المكان.
Please don't allow that anybody go out from this place.
كما دخلنا.
As we enter this place.
ولكن متعلمين.
But let us learn today.
أشياء جديدة.
New things.
من شريعتك.
From your Bible.
تمشى وسطينا.
Please, dear Lord, be among us and bless every person present in this place in the name of Jesus, Lord Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Islamophobia, this is a word that describes a prejudice or dislike against Islam and Muslims. It doesn't work there. I don't know what. Okay, it's okay. So, unfortunately, many Canadians, believers, and Christian leaders have feelings of Islamophobia in their hearts. A friend recently told me that he was afraid to talk to any Muslim about Jesus. Another Christian leader, friend, shared with me his fear about Syrian refugees coming to Canada and making our country a less safe place to live. Islamophobia is everywhere, and fear is in the people's hearts, minds, eyes, communities, churches, and even in the political sectors. This fear actually is largely inspired by propaganda in the mainstream media about what is going on in the Middle East right now and North Africa. Every day we read and hear about terrorism, fanatic Muslims, displaced people all around the world, and the worst nightmare our civilization has faced in a long time, ISIS. With that being said, I think believers and Christian leaders should stop buying into the Islamic or the Islamophobic propaganda and start asking the following questions. The first question, what is Islam all about? And the second question, what are the main differences between Christianity and Islamic beliefs? And the third question, how can I share Jesus or my personal faith with a Muslim? As a Christians, as a believers, if we can answer these three questions, we with truth and honesty, then we will be better able to reach out to the Arab and Islamic communities and deliver the message of Christ. For that reason, forget about it. For that reason, the first point is, what is Islam? And what do the majority of Muslims truly believe? And today, through the testimony of my brother Hisham, we will hear a lot about the beliefs of the Islamic people and how they're looking at Christians and how they're practicing their faith. And this is, will give us a good idea to try to share and to help us to share the message of Christ with Muslims around us. So we will hear the testimony of my friend Hisham right now, and I will try to translate his testimony as much I can do. So please encourage Brother Hisham and give him your encouragement, please.
سلام المسيح معكم.
The peace of Jesus, the peace of Jesus with you.
بشكر الرب من أجلكم.
I thank the Lord for you guys.
بشكر الرب من أجل دعوتكم.
And I thank the Lord for your invitation.
بشكر الرب من أجل باستر توم, باستر بشارة.
I thank the Lord for Pastor Tom, Pastor بشارة.
من أجل معرفتي بهم سبب وجودي معكم بهذا المكان بهذا الصباح.
And praise the Lord for this opportunity to be with you this morning.
اسمي هشام.
My name is Hisham.
تولدت بعيلة مسلمة.
I grew up in an Islamic family.
حفظت القرآن.
Actually, I learned by heart Quran.
كان عمري 6 سنين.
When I was 6 years old.
أول 10 سنين من حياتي.
The first 10 years of my life.
عرفت كل شيء عن الإسلام.
I knew everything about Islam.
شكلوني.
And Islamic people, they used to taught me very well.
كان كل حلمي.
All my dream was.
إن أنا أعلي الإسلام, أنشر الإسلام.
To spread Islam.
فخلصت دراستي بمصر.
So I finished my studies in Egypt.
وقررت إن أنا أروح على السعودية أعمل حج.
And I decided to go to Saudi Arabia. To pray there in Mecca.
وبعدين أكمل أروح على أفغانستان.
And then after that to go to Afghanistan.
كان وقت الحرب بأفغانستان ببدايتها والجهاد بأفغانستان.
As you know, several years ago in Afghanistan we had a big fight there and a big war.
حصل مشكلة مع حدا من عيلتي وأنا بالسعودية.
When I was in Saudi Arabia, I had someone from my family had an accident.
فقررت إن أنا أترك السعودية وأروح على لبنان.
So I decided to leave Saudi Arabia and to go to went to Lebanon.
ازور واحد صاحبي بلبنان.
To visit one of my my friends in Lebanon.
قعدت بالزياره 9 سنين.
That visit takes me nine years in Lebanon.
بعد 9 سنين.
After 9 years in Lebanon.
كنت بشتغل وعايش بلبنان.
I was working and living in Lebanon.
التهيت بالحياة.
And I was there, living as many there.
كنت مسلم بعمل كل شيء بيطلبوا مني الإسلام.
I was a Muslim guy and I used to do all what the Islamic faith asked from me.
كل شيء بيطلب الإسلام عملته.
Whenever the Islamic faith asking from me as a person, I did.
وكل شيء بيطلبه الشيطان عملته.
And I did all what Satan also asked.
نفس الوقت.
In the same time, I was a faithful Muslim and faithful for the satanic, satanic word.
كان عندي واحد جار صاحبي.
I used to live beside a neighbor.
مسيحي بالاسم.
He is a traditional Christian person.
في يوم عزمني أروح معاه على الكنيسة.
One day he invited me to go with him to the church.
فأنا ما كنت بعرف الكنائس إن الكنائس دي مسيحيين وكفار وفكرة عنهم إن هم ناس قطاط ما عرفوا شيء.
So I knew that the Christians and their churches they are a bunch of people who deserve hell. So how can I go there?
فرفضت.
So I refused to do that.
لكن هو كان بيلعب معي لعبة بنلعبها بلبنان.
But we used to sit down together and play together certain shake. Yes, something like that.
وقال لي إذا بتخسر معي هاخدك معي على الكنيسة.
And he told me if you lose, I will take you to the church.
وكانت أول مرة بخسر معه من 3 سنين.
And for the 3 years, I used to always win, but this time I lost.
فكان لازم أروح معه على الكنيسة.
So I have to go with him to the church.
كل ما يشوفني يسألني تعا روح مع الكنيسة أقول له أنا.
And every time he saw me, he told me, Hisham, you have to come with me to the church.
لحد ما في يوم شفته جايب بنلعب فيه هيدي الطاولة بإيده وجاي لعندي على البيت.
One day he show up with this game in my place.
توقعت إنه عايزني عشان نلعب.
So I thought that he wants me to play together again.
وسألني أنت ما عندك شيء؟
And he asked me, do you have time to play? And he told him, yes, I have got time.
قال لي تعال روح معايا الكنيسة.
So come with me to the church.
رحت معه.
So I went with him.
بس رحت مكان لقيت فيه بس 4 أشخاص.
I went there, but I was surprised that this place just they were 3 or 4 persons.
وشخص بيكلمهم عن المسيح.
And one of them he's preaching about Christ.
ولو ما عرف إن أنا مسلم.
And when he knew that I'm a Muslim.
سمع لي الإنجيل.
He start to preach and he preached the whole message of Christ.
وبعد ما خلص.
And when he finished,
قعد معايا ساعتين.
We spent together.
يكلمني عن المسيح من الإنجيل.
And he told me about Jesus from the New Testament.
وأنا أكلمه عن المسيح من القرآن.
And I start to tell him about Christ from Quran.
كلامه كان طالع بالنسبة لي واحد بيسمع كلام حافظه.
But for me, it seems to me that he's just memorizing what he knew.
أنا حافظ القرآن هو بسمع لي الإنجيل وأنا بسمع له القرآن.
So I used to know the Quran by heart and he's knowing the New Testament by heart, so we're equal.
ما فيش لمسة روحية من خلال الكلام بتاعه.
So I felt that there is nothing special in his words.
مشيت من المكان ده.
So I left.
بس أخذت حاجة معي.
But I had special moments that I experienced in this place.
لمست سلام بين الأربع أشخاص دول سو حب أنا ما لمستوش بحياتي. كان أول مرة بلمسه بحياتي.
I saw something very unique. I saw the peace, some sort of the peace in the life of those people, the 4 people in the place that I didn't knew or see something like that ever.
كنت مسلم.
I was a Muslim.
كنت بصلي بالناس بالجامعة.
And usually I used to go and pray with the people in the mosque.
كنت بخلص صلاة من عادة الصلاة نحن بنسلم على بعض.
And after praying at the mosque, we used to shake hands at the mosque.
كنت أنا وفي ناس ما بسلمش على لأن ما بحبهاش.
Some people at the mosque, I used to not shaking hands with them because I don't like them.
بس هو كانوا بيسلموا على بعض بحب.
But those guys in the meeting, they were, you know, shaking hands, and I felt about special love.
غيرت منهم.
I was somehow feel jealousy from them.
قلت ليه هم بيعرفوا يحبوا بعض واحنا كمسلمين ما بيعرفش نحب بعض.
And I start to question myself why those people know how to love each other and as a Muslims we don't do that.
تذكرت حادثة كان عمري 17 سنة.
And then I remembered a certain event happened when I was 17.
كان في واحد بيصلي معايا وبعد ما خلص صلاته قتل عمه.
When I was praying at the mosque, one of my colleagues, he was praying with me there, and then after he finished, he go out and he killed his uncle.
تذكرت الحادثة ديت.
I remember this event.
شفته قدام عيوني وشايف الأشخاص اللي بيحبوا بعض قدام عيوني بهيدي الليلة أنا ما نمشي طول الليل شايفهم الاثنين قبل بعض.
And all the night, that night, I compared this image and event and those guys in the meeting how they used to love each other.
فقررت إن أنا أدور بالإسلام أدور بكتابي وأعرف ليه إحنا كمسلمين ما بنعرفش نحب.
So I decided I have to discover in the Quran why the Muslims don't like each other.
قعدت أفتش سنة ونص.
So 1 year and a half I searched the Quran.
سنة ونص تركت كل حاجة بحياتي تركت شغلي تركت كل حاجة.
I left anything in my life and just studying Quran.
وعايز أعرف إحنا ليه ما بنعرفش نحب.
I want to know why we're not loving any other people. Why we don't love people.
بعد سنة ونص اكتشفت إن إحنا ما بنعبدش الله.
After 1 year and a half, I discovered that we are not worshiping a true God.
بعد سنة ونص اكتشفت إن القرآن بتاعنا ده كتاب مكتوب زي أي كتاب بينكتب.
And I discovered that the Quran is similar. It's not God's word and it's like another books.
اكتشفت ان شخص محترف كاتبه.
I discovered that someone unique wrote the Quran.
كله كذب كله تناقض.
All what it written in it is contradictory, lyings, all sort of things.
بس مكتوب بطريقه رائعه.
But it written by a professional way.
بس مش من عند الله.
But not from God.
مستحيل يكون ده الله يكتب الكلام.
Impossible that God, the true God, this book is for the true God.
مش وقت إن أنا أغوص بالتعليم والأشياء اللي بقلب القرآن والتناقضات لأن هتاخد معنا وقت طويل.
It's not. I don't have much time to speak about what all the teaching of Quran.
بس اكتشفت إن مش من عند ربنا.
But I discovered that Quran, it's not from God.
فقررت الانتحار.
So in that moment when I had this discovery, I decided to suicide.
لأن مستحيل أكمل باللي أنا كنت عايش فيه.
Because it's impossible to live anymore because I discovered that Quran is wrong.
لأن كان صدمة بالنسبة لي.
Because it was a huge shock for me.
بس كنت بالوقت ده اللي أنا اكتشفت إن القرآن مش من عند ربنا.
And during this time that that when I discovered that the Quran is not from God,
كنت بسمع صوت بيقول لي اقرا الانجيل.
I heard this great voice, read the New Testament, read the Bible.
اي انجيل ما هم عندهم اربعه اي واحد بالاربعه.
Which one of the four gospels I have to read? The Christians, they have four gospels.
ما هم علمونا ان هم عندهم اربعه وكل واحد مختلف عن الثاني وكل.
And they taught us, the Christians taught us that they have four gospels and they are different gospels. They are different.
فأي إنجيل بدي أقرأ؟
So which one I have to read?
ما فيش حاجة اسمها الله.
So there is nothing. God is not exist.
ما فيش شيء أديان.
I don't believe about the religions anymore.
ما فيش شيء كتب.
And I don't believe about the books.
وأنا مش عايز شيء. خلاص.
I don't want anything. I want to die.
بس كان الصوت بيقوى جوايا اقرا الانجيل.
But time after time this voice used to be louder and louder, read the bible.
3 شهور وانا بحاول اكتم هذا الصوت ما اسمعش هذا الصوت.
For 3 months I decided to not hear this month
بعد 3 شهور قررت اقرا الانجيل.
So after that after a lot of struggling, I decided I have to read the Bible.
فطلبت من جاري إن هو يجيب لي الإنجيل.
So I asked, you know, my neighbor, I need a Bible.
جاب لي الكتاب المقدس كله.
So he brought me the Holy Bible.
ونصحني أن أقرا من إنجيل يوحنا.
And he told me, please read John.
كانت أول مرة بشعر فيها بسلام بحياتي.
It was the first time that I felt a certain kind of peace in my life.
لما بدأت أقرأ أول آية بإنجيل يوحنا.
When I start to read the first verse of John.
ولما وصلت ليوحنا 1:12.
And when I reached John 1:12.
اللي بتقول وأما كل الذين قبلوه.
Which said that everyone who accept the Lord or God,
أعطاهم سلطان أن يصيروا أولاد الله أي المؤمنين باسمه.
He gave them the power to be their children.
شعرت بحاجة مختلفة.
I felt about something unique.
وعرفت إن إحنا مضحوك علينا بالإسلام.
And I knew that Islam tricked us.
أول ليلة قريت إنجيل يوحنا كله.
The first night I read the whole book of John.
يوحنا 3:16 فوقتني وعلمتني حاجات كتير.
John 3:16 learned me a lot of things.
فهمتني ان الاسلام دولت كذابين وبيضحكوا علينا.
John 3:16 learned me that Islam is tricking us.
علمونا ان المسيح جه لقومه لمجموعة من الناس.
Because Islamic people or Islam they taught us that Jesus came just for Jews.
بس الآية دي بتقول المسيح جه لكل العالم.
But John 3:16 said that the Lord came for all nation, all people.
مسلم مسيحي
مسلم
يهود,
Christians, Jews, everyone, everybody.
حبيت المسيح بإنجيل يوحنا.
I liked Jesus in John.
حبيت أقعد معاه.
I had this feeling that I like
to
sit down with him and to hear his voice.
وكانت الصدمة لما قريت الموعظة على الجبل.
And after that, I was shocked when I read in Matthew about the sermon on the mountain.
متى 5:6-7.
Matthew 5:6-7.
أنا ما شفتش حد عايشهم.
I didn't. So anyone who lived those teaching in
احنا كنا بنعيش الاسلام حرفيا اللي بيقول القران كنا بنعيشه.
Literally we used to live Islam.
رغم ان في حاجات مرعبه.
And there is horrible things in Islam.
بس متى 5:6-7 قمه الحب.
5:6-7 it's all about love.
بس كنت ما شفتش حد بيعيشه.
But I didn't saw anybody.
فقلت ده كلام كتب. كلام كتب.
So in deep inside me, I told myself, you know what? It's just words.
بس تعلقت بالإنجيل وتعلقت بالمسيح.
But during this time, I start to learn more about Christianity and to like Jesus more.
كنت بعيش حالة نفسية صعبة جدا.
But in the same time, I faced many challenges.
بس كنت برتاح لما بقرا الإنجيل.
And I have several psychological complexity.
بعد تقريبا 3 شهور وشوي.
After 3 months.
الإنجيل هو الحق.
I discovered that the Bible is the truth.
بس أنا بعرف إن أنا ممنوع إن أنا أقبله.
But I know in the same time that I cannot, as a Muslim, to accept this truth.
لأن أنا عارف إن عندي عقاب واحد عند الإسلام ما فيش تاني هو القتل.
Because there is one punishment for Islam for the Muslim who believe in the truth is death.
اللحظة اللي أنا هقبل فيها الإنجيل هحكم على نفسي بالموت.
I knew that if I believe in the book, I will the people will kill me. Islam will kill me.
وده شيء كنت بعمله في يوم من الأيام.
And
sorry. شيء كنت بعمله وكنت بعيشه مع المسلمين.
Okay and I used to do the same thing with the Muslims who you know know Jesus. I used to somehow to punish them and dealing with them with a hard way.
عرفت إن المسيح هو الحق.
I knew that Jesus is the truth.
بس مش لي.
Like, but it's not for me. He's not for me. Jesus not for me.
فقررت الانتحار.
So I decided that I have to put an end for my life. And one day I decided to get suicide. I went to a bridge on a highway in Lebanon. And I decided to throw myself from there. And when I was on the bridge, I somehow closed my eyes.
فتحت عيني لقيت نفسي بالبيت.
And after just like a second, I opened my eyes and I find myself in my house.
ازاي ما اعرفش.
I don't know how.
بعرف ان انا على الارض.
I knew that I'm at the floor.
وكانت اول مره ببكي بحياتي.
And this was the first time that I start to cry.
بقول يا رب اذا انت اله الاسلام.
And I start to speak with God.
رجعني زي ما كنت.
If you are the God of Islam, please let me be a faithful Muslim.
شيل كل الأشياء اللي عرفتها غلط عن الإسلام.
And wash away all the wrong things that I discovered about Islam.
شيل الخوف من قلبي.
Please pull out the fear from my heart.
إذا أنت المسيح.
But if you are the Christ.
إذا أنت الحق.
If you are the truth, give me the power to live for you. Please pull out. Pull out the fear from the heart of the Muslim people and from the heart of my parents. And give me the power to be yours and yours alone. It was the first night after that I prayed this prayer. That I went and I slept like a baby.
صحيت من النوم الصبح حاسس بسلام.
I awake next morning and I felt with a great peace in my
شايف المسيح قدام منا على الصليب.
And I saw Christ at the cross.
وأنا بطعم فيه.
And I saw this image that I have a knife and I'm snapping the Lord where while he's on the cross.
وحسيت ان انا عايزه عذاب بتاعه عذاب عليه هو.
When I saw this image, I felt that I need this person.
فاتصلت بجاري وقلت له تعال عندي.
So I called my neighbor and I told him, please come to my place.
قلت له انا عايز ابقى مسيحي.
And I told him, you know what? I want to be a Christian.
انا عايز امشي مع المسيح.
I want to walk with Christ.
تعرف تساعدني؟
Please is it possible to help me?
قال لا ما اعرفش.
He told me no, I cannot do anything for you.
قلت له مين اللي يعرف.
So I asked him, but who can help me?
اخذني لعند الشخص اللي انا سمعت عنده الوعظه من سنتين.
He took me to the same guy that he preached me for 2 hours.
وشرح لي ازاي ان انا ابقى مسيحي.
And this guy he shared with me how to become a Christian.
صليت معاه.
And in that moment,
سلمت حياتي للمسيح.
And I give my life to Jesus.
دخلت البيت ده إنسان خاطئ okay. مجرم.
I entered this place and I met this guy as a sinner.
وطلعت منه إنسان تاني.
And I left as a new creation in Christ.
كنت بدخن 100 سيجارة باليوم.
I used to smoke 100 cigarettes per day.
كنت بتعاطى كل شيء باخد اشياء كتير.
I used to have marijuana and all those bunch of things.
اللحظة اللي صليت فيها والمسيح دخل عليا والروح القدس دخل على قلبي.
The moment that I prayed.
كل الحاجات دي وقفت.
All those things the Lord washed them away from my life.
محدش قال لي توقفهم.
Nobody told me or asked me you have to quit smoking. The Lord canceled all those.
تعلمت عن المسيح.
And after that, I start to learn about Christ.
تعلمت إن المسيحية إن أنت تكون واحد زي المسيح.
I learned that as a Christian, we have to be as Christ Himself.
تعلمت إن أنا أكون تلميذ للمسيح.
I learned that I have to be a disciple for Christ.
وعرفت إن الرب مش جايبني إن أنا أكون رقم بالمسيحية.
And I learned that the Lord He didn't save me just to be a number in. Between the Christians.
وعرفت زي ما بيقول بولس أستطيع كل شيء في المسيح الذي يقويني. بقدر أعمل كل حاجة لأن المسيح فيا.
And the Lord encouraged me that I can do all things in Him in Christ who encouraged me.
الرب استخدمنا بقوة بلبنان.
The Lord blessed us a lot during our staying in Lebanon.
ما كانش في واحد مسلم بقعد معاه يا بغيره يا بيؤمن بالمسيح يا بيترك الإسلام.
All Muslim people that I used to sit down with them, you know, those guys, they have just two choices. The first one, to leave Islam or to accept Jesus as a savior. In 2006, I met Najwa, my wife.
هي من ضمن الناس اللي كنا الرب عم بيحطهم بطريقي.
Najwa was one of those Muslim people, you know, that I met.
أمنت بالمسيح.
She accepted Christ also.
هي من الجزائر.
She's from Algeria. وأنا من مصر.
تعرفنا على بعض بلبنان.
We met in Lebanon.
وتجوزنا.
And we get married.
بدأنا الرحلة مع بعض إزاي الرب يستخدمنا لربح النفوس للمسيح.
We start a great journey to serve the Lord and to bring people to Christ.
إبليس ما عجبوش.
For sure, Satan, he doesn't like what's going on.
أخذ منا كل شيء بلبنان.
In Lebanon, we lost everything.
كل شيء.
Everything.
حاولوا يقتلونا.
They tried to kill us several times.
والرب حافظ علينا.
But the Lord protected us.
لا باسبور.
We lost our passports.
لا هوية.
Even our IDs.
ولادي ما كانش معهم ولا شيء.
We lost everything.
عشان يطلعوا من لبنان كان عايزين معجزة.
Because we were there without any papers. If you want to leave Lebanon. We have to have a miracle to do that.
بس الرب كان عم بيستخدمنا رغم الاشياء ديت نربح نفوس للمسيح.
But in the same time, during those challenges, the Lord blessed us in mighty ways in Lebanon.
والرب جابنا على كندا بطريقة عجيبة جدا.
And the Lord bring us into Canada in a miraculous way.
يعني لو واحد بيكتب سيناريو مش ممكن يتخيل الاشياء اللي بتحصل عشان يقدر يكتبها.
If you want to make your own film or your own story or Steven Spielberg tried to do something, he cannot do what the Lord did or how the Lord do with Hisham and his
اخذنا رفض من كندا وجينا على كندا.
We get a refusal from Canada, but the Lord by his miraculous way bring us in.
كان المفروض نيجي على تورونتو قبل يوم واحد من سفرنا حطنا بمونتريال.
We used to be at Toronto, but before one day, from our traveling to Canada, the Lord redirected us to Montreal.
والرب حطنا بمونتريال.
And we are the Lord put us in Montreal.
بعد أسبوع.
After one week.
كان أول واحد نربحه للمسيح.
We bring one soul to Christ after one week.
عرفت ان ربنا مش عايزنا بتورونتو.
And then I knew that the Lord doesn't want us in Toronto. He wants us in Montreal.
عرفت ان رب عايزنا بمونتريال.
Yes.
وبدأنا كل أسبوع كان الرب عم يستخدمني بواحد جديد يعرف المسيح.
And every week the Lord used us and used me to bring new people to Christ.
لا لغة، لا معي لغة. ولا معي أي شيء.
I don't know much French or English.
كان معي حاجة واحدة بس.
But I know one thing.
مهمة جدا.
Very important.
اسمها يسوع المسيح.
Is Jesus Christ.
كان بيفتح كل باب قدام مني.
He opened the doors always.
حطني بمنطقة بشارع في سبع مساجد.
The Lord placed us in a well-known street in Montreal. Where there is seven mosques.
حطني بالشارع ده.
He placed us in this street.
وقال لي اشتغل.
And he commanded me to serve him there.
بعد ست شهور.
After six months.
بدأنا نعمل خدمة بالشارع ده.
We established a ministry in this street.
للمسلمين.
Just for Muslims.
بأول سنة وزعنا 10,000 نبزة.
The first year we distributed 10,000 tracts in this street.
ما كانش معايا ولا حق نبزة منهم.
I didn't have a penny to buy those tracts.
أنا عندي قلب للمسيح والمسيح بيعمل كل حاجة.
I had this heart and call for Christ and Christ is doing everything.
بعدين الرب عرفنا على باستر توم.
And then after that I met Pastor Tom.
طبعا نسيت أقول لكم إن أساس بشارة طلب مني كتير أروح على أوتاوا.
Pastor Bishara many times told me if you want to come to Ottawa you're welcome.
بس قلت له ان الرب عايزني بمونتريال وانا بحب اسمع مشيئة الرب. قال لي خليك بمونتريال وانا وراك.
But the Lord guided my heart to stay in Montreal and this is his call to our family.
لما تعرفت على أسيس بشارة وأسيس توم.
When I met Bishara and Tom.
بدأ الرب يفتح أبواب أكتر قدام مننا بالخدمة بمونتريال.
The Lord started to open more and more doors for us in the ministry.
اليوم عندنا ثلاث خدمات بثلاث أماكن مختلفة بمونتريال.
Today we have three ministries in different places at in Montreal.
وكل المناطق اللي احنا بنشتغل فيها هي مناطق إسلامية.
And our focusing is on the Islamic areas.
ما فيش فيها كنائس عربية ولا كنائس بتتوجه للمسلمين العرب.
And in those areas where we're serving the Lord right now, we don't have any Arabic churches who used to serve among the Arab and Islamic people. We don't have any Arabic churches.
عملنا اثنين ايفنت مهمين، واحد على الكريسماس اللي فات.
We did the two blessed events last Christmas.
واحد برمضان اللي فات.
And last Ramadan we did an event also among the Muslims.
بالكريسماس عزمنا
On Christmas
حضر 350 شخص مش مسيحيين، يعني 150 مسلم و 170 أرثوذكسي.
We invited several hundreds people on for the Christmas event, and the people that they came to the event 160 Muslim person and 150 Christian traditional Christian from Orthodox background.
برمضان اللي فات ده.
Last event on Ramadan.
كان عندي رؤية إن أنا أروح أبشر بقلب الجوامع، بقلب الجامع من جوه.
I had the Lord put in my heart a vision to go and preach inside the mosques.
فكنت حابب أتكلم مع المشايخ بقلب الجامع، بقلب الجامع أتكلم عن المسيح.
So the Lord put in my heart to go and to meet the imams inside the mosque.
فعملنا الإفطار.
So we did. The Ramadan event.
وكل يوم كنت باخد معايا واحد من الإخوة جاي من مصر.
And every day I used to bring with me one of our faithful believers there. He's from Egypt.
وأروح أدخل الجامعة وقت الصلاة.
And we used to visit the imam in the mosque during the prayer time.
وقت الصلاة.
During the prayer time.
عشان أتقابل مع أكبر عدد من المسلمين.
Because I want to meet
وتعرف على الإمام.
I want to meet more Islamic people, and I want to meet also the imam.
وكنت أقول لهم أنا جاي عزمتهم عشان تعرفوا الإله بتاعي، الإله اللي أنا بآمن فيه، وهم بيعرفون إن أنا كنت مسلم.
And I told them, and they knew that I was a Muslim guy. I told them that I'm here just to inviting you to come and to know my God.
بس الصدمة كانت بتخليهم يقفوا ويسمعوا اللي هم مش متخيلين إن واحد مسيحي يدخل الجامعة ويعزمهم إن هم يحضروا فطار بقلب كنيسة.
They were shocked because they didn't expect that someone will enter the mosque and invite them to the event, to the Ramadan event.
حضر 160 مسلم.
160 مسلم attended the event.
وجبنا لهم شخص يكلمه على المسيح كان مسلم.
And we brought someone who was a Muslim to speak to them about Christ.
وصار يكلمهم عن المسيح الرسالة بكل وضوح.
And he shared with them the message of Christ fully.
وكان شيء رائع جدا.
And it was a great and blessed event.
صلوا من أجلنا.
So please pray for us.
صلوا من أجل الخدمة بمونتريال.
Pray for the ministry in Montreal.
صلوا من أجل المسلمين اللي حواليكم برا.
And please pray about the Muslims around you here.
إذا مش عارف تكلمه.
If you don't know how to talk with them.
صلي له.
Please pray for them.
سلم عليه.
Shake hands with them.
قل له أنا بحبك.
Just tell them that you love him.
بس هذه هي.
Amen. Okay. Please, I want. I want to ask Pastor Tom if we could pray for Brother Hisham and for his ministry. Please, if you can do that. Yeah, I'll appreciate it. Thank you.
Let's pray together. Our Heavenly Father, you have placed a special ministry into the lap of Hisham and Najwa. Father, they are in a ministry that involves a lot of risk to their family at times. We pray, Father, that your hand of protection would be upon them, Father, as they contact these many families, I know from talking with Hisham that he has over 500 families, Muslim families that he has contact with. Father, I pray that you would use him, that you would speak through him, and that the gospel would go into these lives, hearts and lives of these many, many people, and that their lives would be transformed by the power of the gospel, that you would save them, Lord. So, Father, we pray that you would use Hisham, bless his ministry, bring together all that he needs to be able to do it, the thing that we can't do because we don't know, but that you have uniquely gifted him to do. And so, Father, we commit him to you in this way. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
I would like to say something.
بشجعكم بشي شارككم بشي. كنا بنحضر ستة أشخاص إسلام للمعمودية هذا الشهر.
This month we were preparing six Muslim people to baptize them this month.
هودي ستة قبلوا المسيح بس في خلال شهرين.
Those six believers, new believers, they accepted the Lord just last two months.
الشغل اللي عم نعمله الرب عم بيعطي ثمر من خلاله.
What we're doing right now, there is a huge spiritual fruits, and the Lord is doing great things among us.
في اثنين من هود الستة اجوا على تورونتو هيعيشوا هون بتورونتو.
Two of those six, they are right now decided to move to Toronto, and they will live here in Toronto.
هلا عنا أربعة عم بتحضروا أربعة كانوا مسلمين كل واحد من بلد مختلف عم بتحضر للمعمودية.
And we're preparing those four people right now for the baptism, and they are from different four countries.
غير في ناس تانيين بعدنا عم نشتغل معهم.
And we still work with another people like them, and we still disciple them.
بس حبيت شارككم إن في ثمر للشغل اللي إحنا نشتغله.
Amen. I just want to encourage you that this ministry, it's a fruitful ministry, and the Lord is doing blessings things among us. Thank you. Okay, I will take several minutes just to share about what the Lord is doing right now in FAP Central area in Canada. And actually, it is as Tom mentioned before earlier, that it is really a privilege to serve side by side with Tom. And I don't know if all of you, I don't know how many of you know this guy. This guy, actually, he's a faithful leader. And in the same time, he's a crazy guy. He's like a Paul, somehow. But you know, he's passionate, and he has a vision to do church planting, not just in FAP Central area, but also all across Canada. And we're praying about that because the last few years, we saw maybe around 32 new churches. The Lord used, Tom in mighty ways to plant 32 churches. I feel so humble when I'm looking at the Arabic church, because the Lord blessed us by three new churches, Arabic churches, and they are right now a part of our fellowship family. Praise the Lord for that. One of the churches is where Pastor Hisham is serving in Montreal. And another church is in Ottawa, the church that the Lord gave me the privilege to serve there for several years. And now we have another pastor, and the other church in Brampton. And praise the Lord, we are praying, and this is our heart, guys. We are praying to see in every city, in FAP Central and in Canada, to see a new Arabic church, a new church planter, who's working among the Arab and the Islamic people. This is our heart. And our heart is to see more and more converted people from Islamic background and from even Christian background came to Jesus and served the Lord among the Arab and Islamic people. I don't know if Tom mentioned something about that just in GTA, we have 650,000 Muslim Arabic people in GTA, just in GTA. And this area, during, I believe, several years from now, we will reach the 1 million just in GTA area. And you can't believe that, you know, the ministry among the Arab and Islamic people is so humble. But praise the Lord, we're seeing how the Lord is working right now. He's working in mighty ways. The Lord is doing great things right now. And we have this faith and hope that the Lord will bless this vision. And we will see in the several new years, we will see more and more new church planters and new Arabic churches who are serving among the Arab and Islamic people. So pray for that, please. If we could just work on the slides, please. I want to show or to let you know some of actually Hisham talked already about what is Islam and what do the majority of Muslims truly believe. He covered some of those ideas. And just to let you know that in the world, we have the Islamic population is around 2.1 billion Muslim around the world. In MENA area, we have around 400 million. Canada, 3.3% or average 3% of our population that are Muslims. We have around 1.2 million, 650,000 just in GTA area, as I mentioned. Is it possible to move? Thank you. In Ottawa, as I mentioned, that Pastor Richard Raya, this guy, he is right now serving the Lord in Ottawa. And Pastor Tom and several leaders were there where we prayed for him because he took the leadership in Ottawa. And right now, Pastor Richard Raya, he is serving the Lord among the Syrian refugees across the Ottawa area. And we have several families from Syrian refugees background, and they are from Islamic background. They're attending the church right now in Ottawa. And we're praying right now that the Lord will help us or help the church in Ottawa to have a van, 12 seats van. And we're still praying about that because it's the same. We have the same problem. Those families, they have to have, let's say, not three or two children and kids. Every family, the average is 6 to 7 kids, 5 kids, 7, 8 kids. And I met actually a family that they have 12 kids. So our guys in Ottawa, they tried to bring them to Sunday school, and they show up there with a van, 7 seats, and just the Syrian family, they are 8 person there waiting, just someone to bring them into the church. And guess what? They don't mind to let their kids to be in the trunk, because this is the way that, in Arabic areas, you will see the kids at the trunk. It's okay. There is no law like our Canadian law. So pray for the senior refugees in Ottawa, and praise the Lord as Pastor Hisham is doing. Pastor, the same thing. Pastor Richard is discipling right now 4 people. One of them is an Islamic woman who gave her life to Jesus, and she used to. For 6 years, she tried to search and find how to be a Christian. And in a certain time, this young lady or this woman, she gave her life to Jesus, and she was with us in the last training session in Kingston. And this lady, her name is Miriam. She changed her name to Mary or Miriam, and right now. Pastor Richard preparing this lady for the baptism also. There is something unique going on among the Arab and Islamic people in Montreal, in Brampton, in Ottawa, and even in other places across the FAB Central area and Canada. For that reason, my heart and Tom's heart and Hisham's heart is to see our family church here, Forward Baptist, doing the same ministry among the Islamic and the Arabic people here in this area. And one of the things that I have in my heart is to challenge you guys. This vision, it's not our vision. This is not our, is not a FAB Central vision. This vision is your vision. This vision is the church, every church vision. And I believe that if we could somehow grasp and pray for this vision, you know, to serve those people, to serve, you know, the Arab and the Islamic people, I believe that many people in this neighborhood will have the Lord Jesus Christ and accept the Lord Jesus Christ in their hearts. And if you know, if you need any help, we're ready to help you guys. Tom, myself, Hisham, we're here to help you guys if you need any help in this ministry. I will avoid to speak more about some things related to how I share Jesus and many and my personal faith with Muslims. If you want this article, I will send it to Pastor Steve, and he could give it to you, send it to you by mail. So, but I want to encourage you about what's going on right now through the church planting ministry in FAB Central. In Brampton, we have a new Arabic church. Pastor Joseph, he's working there among the Arab and Islamic people and serving the Syrian refugees also. In Cornwall, we have this great family, Nader and his wife, Diana, two kids, and they opened their house to plant a new Arabic church in Cornwall, Ontario. And every 2 weeks, we have a prayer meeting in their house. And Pastor Richard Raya, he used to travel from Ottawa to Cornwall to serve there and to encourage Nader. And guess what? Those guys, they already, right now, they're serving the Lord there since 3 months or 4 months. Right now, they have 4 to 5 new Syrian families attending the meeting, the prayer meeting, every 2 weeks. And guess what? One of those families, Pastor Richard Raya, who's the pastor in Ottawa, he used to serve one of those families in Lebanon. And he met with this family in Cornwall. And you know, this family was shocked when they met Pastor Richard. So Brother Nader, Sister Diana, they are doing great ministry in Cornwall, Ontario. In London, Ontario, we have a brother, Ashur, with his wife and his family, and he's in our apprentice program. And right now, we are working with Ashur and with West Park Church, Ontario, to see a new church there. And he already started to do a prayer meeting in his house every Saturday. And several families, and some of them from Islamic background, they're attending the prayer meeting in London, Ontario. This guy, I met with him in Lebanon, Pastor Muwaffa. He applied to travel to Canada as a refugee. He's from Syria. And right now, he will be here during several weeks from now. He will work in London, Ontario, with Ashur under the umbrella of West Park Church. And they will work together to plant an Arabic church and to serve the Arabic and Islamic communities in London, Ontario. Praise the Lord for that. This guy, his name is Madalla. This guy, we somehow did a partnership with Oakville Baptist Church. And we're still praying to have Madalla as a church planter and to do a church planting ministry in Oakville area. And what happened that this guy, when he applied to get his visa as a Syrian refugee, what happened that he met one of our officers in the Canadian embassy. And for 4 hours at the Canadian embassy, this officer, he couldn't understand Madalla's testimony. He couldn't understand Madalla's story. And over, he told Madalla, you know, Madalla, you're not convincing me. You're not convincing me. And one of the problems that was Madalla, he's from Syria. He converted to Christ several years ago. His father and brother want to kill this guy. So he displaced to Lebanon, and he's serving the Lord undercover in Lebanon. And he used to go and serve the Lord among the Sunnis and the Islamic people all around Lebanon. And the officer at the embassy, he couldn't understand this fact. How you are afraid from your father and brother, and the same time you're going to serve the people among the Islamic people. I can't understand that. And you know what? Three weeks ago, he got the refusal. Until the moment, we have around 30,000 Syrian refugees. 95%, 98%, they are from Islamic background. They get their own visa easily. And this guy, converted guy to Christ, he's a faithful believer. He's a great warrior for Christ. He got a refusal. I called the ambassador. I sent her an email, and she replied. And we decide to appeal, and right now we're appealing his case. So please pray for Madalla, because I believe truly that the Lord wants to use him in Oakville area, and even in Fab Central area, and even in Canada. But Satan challenged his ministry. So please pray for Madalla. Okay, Rani in Peterborough, he's a church planter, and he's not church planter, he is an apprentice. Guy with us. He's serving with us right now in Peterborough area, and we're praying with him to plant a church in Peterborough, so please pray for him. Ali, in Scarborough area, he's from Islamic background also. Please pray for him. Quickly, this guy, he converted to Christ. He's a faithful guy. We're still praying with his church, Morningstar Church, in order to do partnership with them, in order to see a new Arabic church in Scarborough area. So please pray for us. We're in the process with Morningstar to do that. Pray for Markham area. We have this guy, Brother Marwan, and his wife. He's a refugee from Syria, and he's a faithful servant to the Lord, and he wants to serve in this area in Markham. Also, please pray for Halifax, Nova Scotia. We have a contact there. Charlottetown, we had a contact there, but we lost. We're somewhat right now trying to reestablish another contact there in Charlottetown. Saskatoon, we have a promising guy there. He has a great ministry in Saskatoon, and he has right now around 15 to 20 people who's serving among the Arab and Islamic people, and we will contact this guy also. And I'm in contact with him, and maybe I will travel there to meet him to do a church planting. Calgary, we have another guy. Edmonton, we have another guy also. And they have a heart to do church planting across Canada and in those areas. I will not talk about the people in Lebanon who's waiting to get in to Canada to serve with us in the church planting. Guys, I know that it's a lot of information, and it's a lot of pictures and names that I mentioned. But you know what? Just we want to share this heart with you, that our heart to see more people came to Christ, to see more Arabic and Islamic people come and know Christ as the only Savior. This is our heart. And for that reason, pray for those ministries. It's not our work. If it is our work, if it is our ministry, we will lose everything. But because this is his work, this is his mission, this is his vision, for that reason, we believe that the Lord will do a great ministry in the future. But we need your prayers. And we need you guys to partnering with us, to pray with Hisham, to pray with Tom, to pray for those church planters. And we need you to somehow be with us and partnering with us in order to somehow do this ministry and see more and more people came to Christ. God bless you, and thank you very much for those great moments. Thank you very much.